The political preseason finally ends tonight with the Iowa caucuses. This is very big for the Democratic and Republican nominations for president. Still, the caucus process can look pretty cockeyed. To clarify all, here from Iowa is Day-to-Day's Alex Cohen.
With all the talk about caucuses in this state, you'd think that Iowans were born with caucus instructions encoded in their DNA. They're not, which is why many of them learn about the caucuses in school.
Actually, how many students do we have here today?
37.
37 students.
Recently, a group of eighth graders held a mock caucus at Iowa State Historical Museum. Playing the role of precinct chair was Francis Bogus, who explained how the Democrats caucus.
Typically, the caucuses start at 6:30, so I get everything ready, make sure I have enough pencils and pens.
Once the caucus begins, he says, they take care of some preliminary party business, and then individuals take turns making speeches about their candidate of choice. Then comes the fun part.
Purposes only of this caucus, I want someone to be a Clinton supporter. I want them to grab a chair and go off into that corner. All right, can we have someone be an Obama supporter?
Bogus splits the room up into different sections, one for each of the Democratic candidates. And then the kids do what many Iowans will do tonight, vote with their body. They each walk over and stand with the group they support.
Clinton, how many people do you have?
Each group then tallies its members.
Biden.
Three?
Yes.
Dodd?
Three.
Edwards? Two?
Okay, now did you hear that kid say, we're not viable? At the Democratic caucus, each candidate has to get at least 15% of the total vote to earn representation by delegates. After the first round of this mock caucus, only Barack Obama is viable, and so they move on to the next step.
Second round is, you have 30 minutes to persuade other people to come to your side, join them, to make your candidate who's not viable, viable.
The kids scramble and try to convert each other.
Big Edwards! 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 Edwards all the way! Go!
Jump on the bandwagon, support Barack Obama today!
After this round, Barack Obama, Bill Richardson, and Chris Dodd are the only viable candidates among this group of eighth graders, results that seem based more on who was friends with whom than on actual political preference. If this were a real caucus, each of the viable candidates would be assigned a number of delegates based on their final tallies. As for the Republicans, tonight will go a bit differently for them.
In the Republican caucuses, they generally open with a Pledge of Allegiance and invocation.
Steve Roberts, Republican National Committeeman for Iowa, says Republican voters pray to God to ask for a blessing on the caucus. Then it's down to business. Like their Democratic counterparts, Republicans can stand up and make final pleas for their candidates. On occasion, Roberts says, a presidential hopeful will show up and campaign in person. And then comes the vote.
What they do is they pass out ballots, and then they have people that tally the votes, and there's somebody that's designated to call the results into a central reporting headquarters here in Des Moines. And that's it on the Republican side.
On both sides, there's no binding agreement. The delegates later vote at conventions for the same candidate they opt for tonight, though it's generally considered the right thing to do. This year, there are lots of candidates on both sides, which should make the caucuses pretty exciting. But as Steve Roberts explained, with the new early date of January 3rd, the Iowa caucuses have some competition tonight. Football.
When we set the date, we knew that our big schools out here, Iowa, Iowa State, Notre Dame, and Nebraska, weren't going anywhere for bowls, so we thought we were safe.
But then nearby Kansas made it to the Orange Bowl, so football fans in Iowa will have to make a crucial choice tonight, caucus or watch the game. Alex Cohen, NPR News.